This is Rhian Jones on the 1st of November, and on behalf of the Consultation Institute, I have been looking at a new and recent court case concerning Care North East Newcastle. It's a case that revolves around a decision taken by Newcastle City Council earlier on this year in respect of the rates that it was prepared to pay the providers of care home services. And the part of it that interests the Consultation Institute is the decision of the judge that the consultation itself wasn't done properly. We're covering this in our training course on the law of consultation next week in Manchester and in subsequent training courses. And I'm going to highlight what the judge said about the failure of Newcastle City Council to report fairly what the stakeholders, in this case the care homes, people had actually said. And I quote, "I have found," says the judge, "the views of the consultees were not accurately reported to the decision makers." So here is a real warning for local government officers and others that are involved in consultations. Doesn't matter if they are consultations with a small number of key business stakeholders, as in the case of care home managers, or if it is a vast swathe of the population with thousands and thousands of people being consulted. It doesn't matter. Council officers must report fairly the output. Now, it's one of the key criteria that we use in the Institute when doing a compliance assessment on a public consultation. And, of course, it's only common sense and it is only common fairness. And in these straitened times when councils and others, I'm sure, are finding it very difficult to make ends meet, we still must operate the rules of consultation as they were intended to do so and observe best practice. So that's the Care North East case. And I invite people who listen to these audio booths to consider coming along to our training course on the law of consultation, where there'll be another 30-odd cases under the microscope. And it's Rhian Jones at the Consultation Institute on the 1st of November.